Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board teleconference on Sunday, December 6, 2009. This is an open session. It's now 5:06 p.m., and I'm calling this meeting to order. Richard, can you please call the roll?
Okay, Sherry.
Point of order?
Yes.
This is Nia. I said in an email that I thought that Joe should chair from the local election board. So we would I think we need to have a discussion on that. I sent out the article, letting people know exactly why. If you've resigned from your local station board as a director, then you also resign from the board. I mean, you can stay on the phone. I'm not saying that you have to get off, but I think that Joe should chair.
Okay, I'm not sure that's quite right.
Well, I disagree. I want the roll call first. Richard, can you please call the roll?
Okay. Sherry Gindelman?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Andrea Turner?
Here.
Joe Wanzala? Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Joe's here. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Sean O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford? Leslie Radford? Rico Ross? Rico Ross? George Ryder?
Here.
Sandra Rollin?
Here.
Wendy Shrell?
Here.
Susan Young?
Here.
Susan?
Here.
Nia Bediako?
Present.
Carolyn Burton?
Here.
Can't hear you very well, Carolyn. Kathy Davis?
Here.
Jamie Ross?
Here.
Jim Brown?
Here.
AC Bird? AC Bird? Lucette King? Lucette King? Billy Ray Edwards?
Here.
David Beaton?
Here.
Sophia Wangaza? Sophia Wangaza? Okay, Leslie Radford, Rico Ross, AC Bird.
Here.
AC? Okay.
Yes, here.
Lucette King, Fia Wangaza. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay. So is there a timekeeper? Sean told me, Sean Casey O'Brien told me he won't be able to keep the time. Can someone else volunteer to be the timekeeper?
Grace, it's Nia. I'd like to raise a point of order now. You said after you call the roll.
Why don't you put it as a suggestion for the agenda?
Why isn't she not? It's a point of order.
Okay, fine. Can we please assign a timekeeper first? We need a timekeeper.
Timekeeper.
I'm a timekeeper.
Is that George?
No, this is Dave.
Oh, hi, Dave. Okay, thank you, Dave. All right, go ahead, Nia. What is your point of order?
Okay, my point of order is based on Article 5, Section 9, that says, consistent with applicable law, shall be removed from the position of director and cease to be a director upon the occurrence of any of the following, and it goes to Section F, upon the expiration or termination for any reason of said director's term as a delegate for his or her reason.
Okay. Did we lose Nia?
Nia, we've lost you.
Hello?
Hello?
Nia.
Yes.
We lost you. You were cut off. Would you like to try
Hello?
Again? Yes, I hear you, Nia. Can you try again? You stopped mid that sentence. You were cut off
okay.
that sentence somehow.
Okay. It's Article 5, Section 9. Consistent with applicable law, any director shall be removed from the position of director and cease to be director upon the occurrence of any of the following, Section F, upon the expiration or termination for any reason of said director's term, delegate for his/her radio station she says he represents. That's why I'm suggesting that we don't need to spend a lot of time on it, that Joe chairs, because you did resign effective December 2009.
Okay, I'll rule against that point of order. We can have some discussion. If the body
Leslie's on the call.
Madam Chair, could you recite that? I'm having trouble finding that in the bylaws. What did we recite?
Okay, was it Section 5?
Article 5, Section 9.
Article 5, Section
9.
When I look at Article 5, Section 9, it says compensation. I'm looking at a hard copy of the bylaws right now.
Section 7.
Yeah, thank you, Nia. Right on the
Okay, then I made him Section 7.
Okay.
Does it change what I read, though, Bonnie?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Would anyone like this read again?
Yes. Hi, Wendy. I'm sorry. I had to drop off for a minute. Can you read
it? Okay. Can somebody, Nia, can you read it again?
Okay. Bonnie says I just made a mistake with the section number. That's okay.
Madam Chair, this is Jamie. Just a point clarification. I have this as Article 5, Section 7. Is that what you're referring to?
Correct.
Okay. Section F?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, why don't you read it again, Nia?
Okay. I just cut and pasted it from the website. Consistent with applicable law, any director should be removed from the position of director and cease to be a director upon the occurrence of any of the following. Upon the expiration or termination for any reason of said director as a delegate for his pleasure. I'm sorry?
All right, then I guess that isn't the right section.
Okay.
G.org, Bonnie.
I'm looking at the bylaws.
Did you catch that Leslie's on the call?
Leslie, okay.
Do you have the 9, Bonnie?
Unless it has gone to the wrong section. Hold on. In Article 5.
Article 5.
Hello? Yes, hello, Lizette. Richard, please note that Lizette is here.
Got you. I understand, Leslie.
Section 9.
Afia is also here.
Afia, got you too. Thank you. Rico Roth's the only person I don't have is being there.
Okay.
What I'm looking at is Article 5, Section 9.
Yes. Why don't you read it, Cherry, as Nia is...
Okay. Consistent with applicable law, any director shall be removed from the position of director and cease to be a director upon the occurrence of any of the following. Section F says, upon the expiration or termination for any reason of said director's term as a delegate... for his or her radio station that they represent.
I went in further, Sherry. That's all that I wrote.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, I'm just reading from what you
right?
said.
It's an F. It's Article 5, Section 9, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm reading what you sent around earlier. I know that it included resignation in it, but maybe somebody else will come up with the section.
Okay. So why don't we have some discussion and then go to a vote on this? Who would like to...
Are we on the screen?
Well,
Sean for the stack.
Okay. Yes,
and Leslie for the stack.
Okay, so we have Luzette, Sean, and Leslie. Luzette?
I am not sure this motion serves any purpose. What I understand, and maybe you should not have resigned, what I understand is that as of November 30th, the old LSB members, or the old LSB no longer exist. And I think some of us misinterpret that. And in our quest to ensure that we're off the board for a year, some of us have resigned. I noticed Paul Martin has done the same thing. So I am not sure whether you resign because you're fed up or whether you resign to comply with the rule. The bylaws are the things that are stupid at the moment, and it's confusing. So to bring this motion here, to me, it does not serve any purpose, and it just takes away the time from urgent business that we should be dealing with at this time of our being.
On the stack, Susan.
Okay, next is
Jamie
Sean.
Jamie for the stack. Jamie for the stack.
Okay, very good. And Sean next, then Leslie, then Susan, then Jamie.
Yeah, I know that Grace stepped down not because she was dissatisfied, but because she wanted to make sure she had a year's eligibility and of being off the board for the next set of elections coming around. And I would like to know, because this is not something that just happened this time around the block, what have the past practices been or precedents set when this situation occurred beforehand? Does anybody know?
It has never occurred before because we're at the six-year point for the first time.
So
precisely.
It's not the end of a term. It's the
So we could set precedent here, and two, would this mean, because I know that Grace is not the only one, there are other directors on this board, I believe, who have also stepped down from their LSBs for the very same reason that Grace did.
And have.
And should we now exclude those directors from this meeting if we're going to exclude Grace from being chair?
Done that.
Pardon me?
Okay.
Grace is the only one who's done that. You were asking for information. Grace is the only person who has done that.
That's not what I understand.
Okay, very good.
Who else?
Let's move on then. The next person is Seth Leslie. Leslie, are you there? Leslie? Okay, Leslie seems to have dropped off the call, so we'll
point
come back.
Point of information.
Yes. Go ahead.
Are we to consider Paul Martin not a member of the Finance Committee after he's resigned from the BAI LSB for the very reason that you have done?
I can answer
yes,
that.
Yes, go ahead, Jamie. Why don't you respond to that?
Yeah, he has not stepped. The treasurer, he's on the Finance Committee by virtue of being treasurer for our local station board. And to be a treasurer, you don't have to be on the local station board. He has not resigned as treasurer, so he is still treasurer and still on the Finance Committee.
Okay.
And Leslie's back on the call.
Okay, it's your turn, Leslie.
Yeah, first of all, this isn't that unusual. Grace has resigned 3 months before her term is over. When that has happened in the past, that person is no longer a member of the board of directors. If she had resigned in August, certainly she wouldn't be seated as chair. It is indeed urgent because at this point we have somebody who is not a member of their LSB and not a delegate heading this body, and I think that is indeed an urgent matter. We have people who've resigned our LSBs. They don't go to delegates meetings. They're not considered delegates for that purpose. If you're not a delegate, you can't be a director. I think that's fairly clear.
Another point of
information. Point of order. Point of order.
Wait a second. All of you, please. Let's continue the stack, and then later on we'll take point of order.
Just point of information. Point of information.
Okay.
For clarification's sake. Leslie said Grace has term has 3 months. Actually, Grace, as I've looked at it, your term has a year to go, correct?
No.
Okay, no. There are two term limits. I was elected in 2007. The term of my seat on the LSB would go on for another year. However,
exactly.
I'll have served on the LSP for 6 years, sometime in February, a total of 6 years.
Yes, but whoever...
So the longest I could possibly sit on the LSP is through February.
But whoever fills your term fills out the last year of your term, correct? Of the last three-year term, a year.
No.
No.
Okay, that's something else that would have to be adjudicated. But I would imagine so. That's something that probably the election supervisor would have to decide, not us even. But anyway, or I don't know, maybe this body could decide it. The next person on the stack is Susan.
Yeah, Grace, there has been clarification of this, that Grace's situation is not like Minor Wendy's, where we are at the end of a second term. It is like Sandra's, where you could be serving all the way through, February, and so therefore the resignation has just a longer clock on it, and her successor would need to be elected by the local station board. So Grace has stepped into the middle of a real area of ambiguity, and I'm sorry that we are ending up spending a lot of time on the legitimacy of her serving as chair and of her voting for affiliates. I'm sorry that this cloud has been cast over this. I don't think there is an easy or good way to deal with this, and I'm sorry it's been raised.
Jamie?
This is Cassie on the
phone. Okay. Jamie is next.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, this is kind of a really weird situation. Let me quote from the there's a couple of bits of information which I think I know, but you should correct me if I'm wrong. Last week, we passed a motion which contained the following language. Directors will remain members of the PNB until they are replaced at January meeting of the Assembly Meeting of Delegates, irrespective of whether or not they will be on the newly elected LSB.
That's right.
Thank you.
So that language seems to indicate it's okay, since we're in this two-month window, for Grace not to be on the LSB and she would still be a director.
Right.
However, it's also important to consider that this language, in my view, conflicts with the bylaws,
yep.
which says very clearly that if you're not a member of your LSB or your delegates, then you cannot be a director. Mm-hmm. However, if we're gonna enforce that, there's 8 or 9 directors who are either not directors now or will cease to be directors in the next week, which would include not only Grace, but Bonnie, Susan, Wendy, the entire Washington contingent, and also Carolyn. So I think the idea of this motion last week was to somehow, get around the bylaws in that area and just let people stay, even if they're no longer on their LSBs. And since we passed this motion, I think it's kind of splitting hairs. You know, I can see the argument that Grace did. There's a slight difference in Grace's situation because she resigned of her own volition rather than was her term ended, which happened to several other people. But in either case, they're no longer members of their LSB, and that's what the bylaws really doesn't reference, whether you did it of your own volition or, your term ended. So I think whatever happens, to put Grace in one category and these other several people, Bonnie, Susan, Wendy, AC, Luzette, Jim, Billy Ray.
No, I'm not one of those.
Yes, you are, Luzette. I don't.
No, I'm like Grace.
No, you're not on the new LSB. Once the new LSB meeting happens, in my understanding, you're no longer on.
Jamie,
so
Luzette and Billy Ray can sit until February if they wish.
I don't think so. There's
no, I'm
new,
the only one who can
LSB.
Do that.
I'll
lose that.
There's
okay.
A whole new LSB in Washington, isn't there?
You don't have a default interpretation. This is ridiculous.
Oh,
there's
that's right.
New,
exactly. It is ridiculous.
There's a whole new LSB.
Okay.
So all the four Washington
all
directors
the seats were
would be,
replaced.
Yeah, so if we... anyway, my point... I'm being long-winded, but my point is that we should be consistent. I don't believe, in my view, that there's merit to separating Grace's case out from the others.
Okay, Kathy is next on the stack.
Just to give information about where this is in the bylaws, it is Article 5, Section.
Please, Susan, I appreciate the information, but you need to be recognized before speaking. Next is Kathy.
Jamie brought up the point I wanted to bring up about that motion that we had already passed. So that was my that would have been my point.
Bonnie DeStack.
Thank you, both.
Okay, Bonnie, go ahead.
Well, I'm concerned with the fact that we passed a motion to make some policy that is in conflict with the bylaws. The bylaws are quite clear on this. Consistent with applicable law, any director shall be removed from the position of director and cease to be a director upon the occurrence of any of the following, said director's death or resignation, and on in Article 5, Section 7. So I just think that we're playing a little fast and loose with just thinking that we can pass a policy.
Somebody's phone is breaking up, and it keeps cutting everybody off.
Yes. Can people who are not speaking please mute their phones? Okay. Rico, go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds to me like I agree with the last person who spoke that we have to be a little careful when we start talking about this ignoring the bylaws. Sounds to me as if what we really need to be going to spend a lot of time on something. It needs to be spent on amending the bylaws for future incidents of this. I don't know if we have time to try and correct this matter right now. It seems it may be a time best spent to make an exception this time, but to follow up on this, to actually address this with the bylaws so that we don't have this come up every time.
Okay. Would anyone else like to speak?
This is Leslie, and I'd like to be back on the stack if I could.
Lizette. Okay. Would anyone like to speak who hasn't spoken before? Okay.
This is George. I'd like to speak.
Okay, George. Go ahead.
The problem with the bylaws is that if we interpret it strictly, as Jamie has pointed out, we have about eight people on who will not be able to serve between now and January. But the bylaws also say that the directors aren't elected until January. So I don't think the intention of the bylaws was to essentially make the PNB inoperable in the period between when one LSB took over and before it had a chance to elect new offices. So the sensible thing to do is for the offices to continue, and that was, in fact, what we decided to do at our LSB. It seems to me what the last motion was. So I don't see really that we really have any reasonable interpretation of these bylaws that's functional, other than we continue until the January meeting where we're replaced by the local boards.
Okay. Okay, we have Leslie and then Lizette.
And then Nia.
Yeah, okay, let's take Nia. She really hasn't spoken on this except to place the motion on the floor. So why don't you speak to this, Nia, and then we'll go to Leslie and Lizette.
Okay, thank you. The thing is, had this been, had I noticed this before, brought to my attention before, I certainly would have said something. I think I need to just point out Grace because, you know, I guess I have to because we're trying to use to establish precedent. However, it's quite different. Grace resigned. She very clearly said that she resigned. She didn't term out. She decided to sever her affiliation with the organization. So I don't understand what is the trouble with having Joe chair and have Grace on as a guest. What is the issue with that, Grace? I'm asking you personally. Joe, you resign. Nobody forced you to resign. You know, you why did Joe chair? I don't understand.
Sean for the stack.
That's great for question.
Carolyn for the stack, please.
Greg is not there.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Carolyn is next.
I thought Leslie was next.
There were several
no,
people.
No,
Carolyn hasn't spoken
I'm
yet.
I'm taking people who haven't spoken the first time first.
Can you hear my question, Greg?
Has George spoken?
Me.
I did, yes.
George has spoken.
Okay, thank you. First of all, with regard... Am I recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. First of all, with regard to personal question, it's not a personal question, it's a question of precedent and protocol, and I think that we have a dilemma here. We have two conflicting rulings, and as Rico pointed out, our best solution is probably to solve the one now so that we can proceed and make a point of addressing the conflict as soon as possible. But right now, this is not the time to rewrite the bylaws. We do have a conflict that we already addressed it in one sense with our previous motion, so I would suggest to removing the chair at this point and say just continue as we have been. Thank you.
Wendy, can I say something?
Okay, at this point it's 5:33.
Oh,
certainly
God.
Entertain a motion from someone who hasn't spoken before. Call the question so that we can come to a vote.
Grace, you
yes.
still have a stack.
Well, somebody who hasn't spoken before can call the question.
That's
the
right.
The stack doesn't take precedence over the meeting.
You're suggesting it, Grace.
Yeah, it hasn't happened. I'm asking, would anyone who hasn't spoken before like to speak? Is it just
yes.
Wendy?
This is Jim. This is Joe.
That's Sherry.
Okay. All right.
And Jim?
We have Jim, Joe, and Sherry. Is that right?
You had Wendy, too.
Okay. So first is Wendy.
Okay. And thank you for
Somebody
that.
Somebody needs to mute. Can everyone please mute their phone if they're not speaking? We're hearing some sort of a radio or something. Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I'm just thanks for reminding us that it's now 8:35 or 5:35, 7:35, and this was the time when we were going to start interviewing the first candidate for affiliates director. So, but anyway, I did call him and tell him that we were running a little bit late, and I told him that I hoped it wouldn't be more than half an hour. So anyway, but here's what I see. This is a huge problem that's happening all around the network. I don't think the bylaws ever intended for the Pacifica Foundation to be without a board between December and January. I don't think they ever intended for anyone to have to resign on the last few days of their term in order to sit out for a year, as what the bylaws say you have to do. You have to, if you've been on for 6 years, you have to be off the board for a year, and then you can run again. This is happening with several different people. I mean, I admire you all who want to do it again after 6 years. Not me. but anyway, I really don't have a solution for this except to say that, I mean, it's ridiculous to lose really good people with some time in that understand the issues. I mean, what are we going to do, elect somebody else for the last couple of weeks of the month? That doesn't make any sense either. So I don't know. I think it's outrageous, ridiculous for Grace to think she has to resign. You know, I think this is that whole, like when we made that ruling that a candidate from WPFW hadn't been on the board long enough to fulfill the one-year term, that was because he was 5 months short, not because he was a couple of days short, you know. So I think this 365 days thing for a year, when we're really talking about a term, I don't know. I mean, we need to be sensible here, but we should also figure something out so that it does cast a precedent and doesn't make for a lot of ridiculous hoop jumping. I know that wasn't very helpful, but it's like,
Oh, okay, Wendy, thank you. Jim is next.
Yes, I'm listening very carefully of what Wendy just said, and it's very, very important that we consider one particular thing, and that is that the board has to continue its work until the new board is seated in January. The other thing is that when a person is on the board, on the PNB, and is not connected to either one of our stations, then are we still going to allow that person to be on the board? That person is no longer, that person resigns from a local board, and the local board is the vehicle or the procedure to get our PNB members, then how can that person be continue on the PNB if they're not connected with the local board?
Okay, Joe is next.
I'd like to call the question.
Second. Okay, very good. Is there any objection to ending debate?
Yes.
Okay. The question has been called. There is an objection. So, Richard, can we please take a roll call vote? Yes.
Can I know how many people are on the stack?
Four people: Sherry, Leslie, Lizette, and Sean.
Well, I will cede my time to Leslie if we can take just three more comments, and it would be equal to calling the roll.
Okay. Is there, George? Can we have an amendment to calling the question?
No, you have to call the question.
Okay.
The question
no, he doesn't
called.
Have to call the question.
The question has been called.
The question has
sorry,
been
the question's
called
been
by
called
Joe.
All you can do
so
is
we're gonna,
take the vote on
it. We'll either vote it up or down. Richard, a yes vote is to end debate. Richard, can you please, and go to a vote, can you please call the roll for ending debate? A yes vote is to end debate.
Sherry Gentleman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
Three people should speak. I'm voting no.
Andrea Turner.
No. This is really important. And
Joe
Woods.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross.
No.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rowland. Sandra? I can't hear you, Sandra. Wendy Shrell.
Hello, can you hear me?
Is that Sandra?
Yeah, this is Sandra.
Okay.
I abstain.
Wendy Shrell.
We're voting on calling the question?
Right.
Yes.
Susan Young.
No.
Nia Bediaco.
No.
Nia? Carolyn Burton.
No.
Yeah.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Yes. Yeah.
Jim Brown.
No.
A.C. Bird.
No.
Lizette King.
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Yes.
David Beaton. David?
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this has to be two-thirds, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Now, I believe it takes
11,
two-thirds. Well, no, wait a second. I believe it takes two-thirds to extend time.
Okay.
Two-thirds call the
ending
question.
Ending debate, calling the question, I think, takes a majority.
Two-thirds.
No, it takes two-thirds to call the question.
Okay. So we will continue. Sherry, you're next on the stack.
I'm ceding my time to Leslie, as I said before.
Okay. Leslie.
Yeah, I want to point out that when we passed this motion, the question of resignation was not an issue. What we had in front of us were people whose was past procedure, where we had continued in office until January, until the next board was seated. I wouldn't have voted for this if I thought people could resign and still be on the PNB. That's a ridiculous, as Jim was saying, that's a ridiculous situation. If I had resigned in August, could I remain seated for 3 months? I doubt it. And, you know, I would not have voted for this motion if I knew it covered this contingency. And this was not an issue in front of us at the time we took this vote.
Okay, next is Lizette. You know, for those people who are telling us that we're running fast and loose to not comply with the bylaws, several PNBs have been running fast and loose with the bylaws when we did not convene a convention to review the bylaws. We are working with a set of bylaws that came about as a part of a settlement of a court matter, and we knew all along, or we have known all along, that there are parts in it that would hamper the way we operate. And we should have met a long time ago to put these things in place. And so to have somebody who wishes to come back and want to make sure that they have a year to be able to, to be elected next year, it's outrageous for us to be sitting here at this time discussing something like this. It is not charitable. It is just to run the clock as we are doing right now.
Okay. The next person on the stack is Sean.
Yeah, we have some of the most poorly constructed and drafted bylaws I have ever seen. They are replete with mistakes throughout. As a staff rep, I can tell you that in our bylaws, it says both one-fourth and one-third of your staff in order to have quorum. It's just a simple little mistake, but it's just an example of the kind of problems we have. When the election director said, well, we're going to go with the one-third as opposed to the one-fourth, nobody objected, nobody jumped up and down, nobody said we're screwing with the bylaws. What we need here, folks, is common sense. And I agree with Wendy that you have people here, many people here on this call, directors, who would be, it would be a shame to lose them in this little interim. Again, the bylaws were not written to make sure that there was no board or a full setting board between December and January, and it is very disingenuous now to make such an argument on a mere technicality. We need to use common sense. We should allow all these people to participate fully until the new PNB is seated in January. Thank you very much.
Okay, we've come to the end of the stack. Let's go to a vote on this point of order. I, as the chair, have ruled against the point of order. Upholding the ruling of the chair is a yes vote. And
point of order.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
This would be to sustain or not to sustain the chair's ruling.
Okay. So sustaining.
And yes would be sustain, and no would be to against the chair's ruling.
Okay. So a yes would be to sustain the ruling of the chair. A no would be to, what did you say, reject the ruling of the chair? Or return the
overturn.
Of the chair.
Overturn.
And the effect of overturning the ruling of the chair would be to, for me to be off the PNB and off the position of chair. I would no longer have a vote on
the PNB. Point of order, Madam Chair. This is just a point of order you're ruling on. That other would take motions, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, and Grace, another point of order, and I would like you to do this. Whenever the chair is being appealed. The chair has the right to make both the first and the closing comments, and I would appreciate your closing comments before we vote.
Okay, that's a good point. The first thing is, maybe I used the wrong word. Resign probably was not the proper term. I wished to have my term end in sync with other people whose terms finished now in December, so that the new board could be seated. That was all that I wished to do. It's not a resignation from the LSB per se. I'm not leaving the area. It's simply that I wish to have my term end. If you, I stated it as a resignation. I think that a lot of editorializing is being put into that word, but I choose to have my term end in sync with the end of other people whose term is ending now. And I think that Robert's rules and the bylaws are there to further the forward motion of Pacifica and to facilitate the business of this body rather than to deal with rather than to thwart it or to deal with matters of procedure. I think that the business is more important than the procedure. That's all I have to say. Let's take a roll call vote on this ruling of the chair. Yes vote is to sustain, and no vote is to overturn.
Okay. Diabetiaco.
No, resign does not mean delay.
Carolyn Burden.
Everybody can hear us.
Yeah.
Carolyn?
I'm sorry, I said yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross. Were you trying to get on, Jamie?
Yes.
Is it your vote? Your vote? Okay.
Yeah.
Jim Brown. Jim? Jim Brown?
No.
Okay. AC Bird?
No.
Was that King?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Billy Ray Edwards?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Pia Wangaza?
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rowland?
Same.
Abstain. Wendy Shrell?
Abstain.
Susan Young?
Abstain with disenchantment.
Okay, I think that's everyone.
I'd like to change my vote to an abstention as well.
Who is that?
Rico Ross.
Rico, okay.
Okay,
that's 10. 10 to 7 to 4. 10, 7, 4.
Okay. The next thing is agenda approval. Are there any adjustments to this agenda?
Grace, may I ask that you just read through the agenda very quickly? Because I'm sorry to say I'm not at a computer tonight, and I can't access the agenda, and I apologize for that.
Okay, agenda approval, minutes. I don't believe we have minutes, do we, Richard?
I can't get them to you. I don't have any email link.
Okay, then acknowledgments and then nominations for affiliates director. We're going to be interviewing the at
agendas
least three...
Agendas yet, have we?
Pardon me?
We haven't approved the agendas yet.
No, I'm reading.
She's reading through it.
Hey, okay.
For Sean Casey O'Brien. That would be nominations for affiliates directors with interviews with the five nominees. And then update on the recall elections at WBAI and KPFA. Committees and working groups, reports and motions. And then extraneous motions that have come up, have been on the agenda for quite some time that you're probably already familiar with. Does that help you, Sean?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Okay. So are there any adjustments to the agenda?
Madam Chair, I have a point of order.
Yes.
My point of order is you got two members of this board who not be voting. They've both been excused from their LSBs, by and large.
Madam Chair, this is totally out of order.
That clone.
Allow me to
I hear you. Go ahead.
I'm saying that they're on the board and they've been voting, if though they were on the PNB and they're not.
Madam Chair, minutes have never been produced.
I wish I was near him with that. But anyway, I just want to point that out. We have two members of the board.
Who are they?
Members of the board. Excuse me. May I speak?
How much time are we going to waste on this kangaroo court?
Why did you call everybody else to order and you don't call him
this
to order?
This is clownish.
She just did. She just did, Sherry.
It's a clown.
Because he's a clown, and he's wasting our time,
Sherry,
and I'm offended by it.
Let AC finish what he has to say, please.
Yeah, finish harassing us.
Okay, Lucette, you're out of order, too. Finish. Go ahead, AC.
What I was going to say is that we have two members of the board.
You said this 14 times.
Okay, Sean.
Pick it up.
Sean, you're out of order.
Grace, call the member to order.
I am, Sherry. Thank you.
Call the armed guard you voted for.
Sean, you're out of order.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
AC, please finish. And nobody interrupt, please. Go ahead, AC.
We have two members of the board that's voting. They're not members of the board, two people who fell from the board. And I want to reserve the final say-so on that because I'm not so sure whether this should be in executive session or in this session. And I'd like to have the chair's ruling on that question.
I believe that this is...
If it is the executive session, then I'll refrain from that and discuss it in the executive session.
If this is simply a procedure, okay.
Legitimately by an LSB in accordance to the bylaws.
Yes, yes.
I think it is absolutely outrageous to have those members.
Point of order,
Chair? Yeah, point of order.
Okay, all right.
Two members up here voting as if though they are members.
Point of order, Madam Chair?
He said this 14 times.
Wait a second. AC, we got your point. We got your point. I understand your point.
Can you put the stack, please?
There's no stack, Rico. We're working on the agenda. Okay. AC would like to put this on, I assume, as an agenda item. It would be appropriate if it's procedure only for the open session. To elucidate this matter. However, the board requested minutes from WPFW in a prior meeting before reviewing the matter.
The minutes have been provided.
Okay, the minutes have been provided.
No, they haven't. I've never seen them.
Okay,
that doesn't mean they weren't provided.
I believe that the minutes were provided. However, the composition of the LSB of WPFW, which resulted in the certain votes, which would in effect remove members of the PNB from members of the WPFW LSB, have to be revisited because they're based on the adjudication that Eves, one of their LSB members, had resigned when he has stated publicly that he never resigned. The fact that he did not resign and therefore
point of
so
order.
Is a member of that LSB invalidates.
Point of order.
Yes.
You argue for adjudicating and arguing the point, not whether it's in order.
Okay, so if we want to put this on the agenda, yeah, we can discuss it, but it's appropriate. Anything that's procedural is appropriate for an open session agenda item. When would you like to place it on the agenda?
I object.
Okay.
I recommend placing it right after discussing affiliates. I mean, interviewing the affiliates candidates. I would like to move forward with that.
Okay.
Is that AC?
Is that acceptable to you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I object.
Sean, no, Sean. You can object. That's fine. But the point is that any member has the right to propose an agenda item. And it's been seconded. We will vote on it. There's an objection.
That's why I'm objecting, to ensure a vote.
Okay, very good. Okay, so let's take a roll call vote.
Jamie has a point of information?
Yes, go ahead, Jamie.
Wasn't this raised as a point of order, or was this an agenda item?
It's now an agenda item. It's been moved and seconded to be placed on the agenda after the interviews of the affiliates directors, nominees. Okay? So we're going to take a roll call vote on whether or not we want to place this item on the agenda for discussion as a point, agenda item 3A or 3B. Okay? Richard, can you take a roll call vote?
Okay. Nia Beriaku.
Yes.
Nia?
Yes.
Carolyn Bird?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jamie Ross?
Pass.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
AC Bird?
Yes.
Luzette King?
No.
Billy Ray Edwards?
No.
David Beaton?
No.
Fia Wangaza?
No.
Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wenzala?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross? I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Rico.
Abstention.
Okay. George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rollin? Sandra? Can't hear you, Sandra. Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Okay. Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
And Jamie Ross passed?
I guess I'm going to vote no.
Okay. 9 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention.
All right, the motion failed. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved. Second.
I object.
Okay, we'll take a roll call vote on approving the agenda.
But what I'd like to do is to offer an amendment, which is to provide more time for budget and audit. Second.
Oh, she wasn't ready. Okay.
Because both of those are immediate, urgent, pending issues. I think we may have something like 10 minutes for budget for NFC. I would suggest, I'd just like to ask Jamie how much time he thinks it would take. And if it takes less time, great.
And the same thing regarding audit. If there is a an audit update, those matters are critical to us. The auditor brought up a lot of deficiencies last year, and we have an urgent fiduciary responsibility to be paying attention to this.
I second the motion. How much time did you make it for?
I'd like to ask and Nia for how much time they think each of their reports does need.
This is Jamie.
Go ahead,
I guess
Jamie.
I can go ahead. Well, we have a lot from NFC. We have now, I believe, 3 station budgets to pass, and I think that's it. But I think tonight's meeting, whatever remains of the open session, is probably going to be taken up by the affiliate interview. So probably the thing is, when are we going to have our next meeting is the more important point to get to these other items.
This comes up in terms of, is this a continuation agenda or not? And I want to make sure that at our meetings, we get the budgets done before the end of this term.
Stuck.
I mean, it probably takes at least an hour for all the budgets.
Yep.
Stuck. Okay.
But I don't know that it's relevant for, I mean, it's for next week, not for this.
Point of information?
Yes. Go ahead.
I would like the audit committee to give a time estimate.
Am I recognized?
Yes. Go ahead, Nia.
Well, you sat down there 5 minutes. I don't really need much more than that now, Susan, because a lot of the things from last year are repeated so far. I think maybe the audit is going to, this is almost like me giving the report now. I don't think I need much more than that, Susan.
Great, that's fine. Then what I would like to be sure is that we set aside time that is as needed for the upcoming Sunday meeting for budget.
Okay,
yes,
so
tonight.
Okay. One second, Lizette. So you want to put 1 hour for the... Finance Committee, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. And is that seconded?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to giving 1 hour to the Finance
Committee? I object.
It'll either be tonight or in a continuation meeting or in the next meeting.
Not tonight.
Okay. No. Not. I don't think it'll be able to happen tonight. That's not feasible. Do we want to... Let's just give the Finance Committee 1 hour whenever they can we can meet to go over the Finance Committee items.
Point of information. I would like Susan to repeat her motion. It was my understanding she said it was for tonight. If it was modified, I'd like the maker of the motion to let me know what it was.
Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Yes, my motion is to set aside 1 hour of time for the NF committee report, to the extent that there is time tonight or the immediate next future meeting.
Okay. I'd like to amend that motion.
And who is that?
This is Sean, on advice of Mr. Ross, who has already told us that next week would be better, that we have this discussion at our next meeting. And not waste any more time tonight on it. Thank you.
Wait a second, Jamie. Do you concur with that? I don't understand. Okay.
No. Well, maybe I'm misheard, but
I don't really care when it is. But I think practical events are going to drive it away from tonight. We don't have any more time beyond the affiliate interview.
Okay,
Madam Chair, Bonnie DeStaff.
So if that's the case, then I move that we deal with all of our budgets at our next meeting where we can give them the full hour and the time they need upon recommendation of Mr. Ross.
Okay.
I will second that if it is the first thing on the agenda.
All right. So that would be a substitute motion. Do you accept that that as a substitute motion, Sean?
Yes, if it's next week.
To put it high up on the agenda, the first item on the agenda.
Fantastic.
Okay. So is there any objection to having the Finance Committee have 1 hour at the top of the open meeting next open meeting.
Point of information.
Natalie's here.
What's the point of information?